I go home. I'm like, man, this dude is really capping.
I gotta know more about this capping stuff. That's so funny.
He was. I'm gonna let him do the intro because I think we started. I'm gonna let us do the intro. And,
all right, let's get straight to it. It's not even a podcast. It's a real conversation about brothers and relations. It's the boy Jay Oates. And we sneaking at the job, man.
Yeah.
It's been some years since we did this one.
Oh, my God, bro.
I'm in this motherfucker with Donnie Don.
Yo.
The Don. I got Nick Winters with me.
Yes, sir.
A.K.A. Cold Take Nick. Or Cool Cold Takes.
Really Cold Takes. Yeah.
I don't know. We'll figure that out.
Part 2 on Instagram.
So. Okay, so what did I cap on this week?
Well, I mean, we talked yesterday about the YouTube. Don, I don't know if you, Rachel Nichols, she was a reporter for ESPN. She got caught saying some things you know when the bubble happened for the NBA?
Yeah, yeah.
She got caught saying some things about.
All right. During the bubble, maybe not during the bubble, but during the bubble, there was a big issue on ESPN about like them being like maybe racist or whatever and not treating their black analysts and moderators appropriately.
Okay.
Rachel Nichols had been a tenured. What is it? A sideline reporter or whatever.
Host,
and she was removed from that position for sake of newer and less experienced and tenured black reporter, sideline reporter. Very pretty girl. And so behind, in private, she said in what she felt was confidence to someone else that she felt like the job was given to the girl.
Maria
based
Taylor.
On her race.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't appreciate that. She had worked for the job so much, just that and the third.
Yeah.
Where'd all the girls go?
They left. All the girls left to go do stuff.
Oh, okay.
And so she... Damn, what did she do? What did she do?
She was... I think she had just got finished working.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I guess, due to the pandemic, you know... You know, ESPN is located in Bristol,
okay,
Connecticut.
Okay.
There's, I don't know these things, but I guess before you do a show or you interview, like you do a sideline report for a game, there's a certain way the mics are set up.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess when they went down to the bubble, it was a different setup.
Okay.
So she was under the impression that her mic was off.
It was live. Okay.
But it was still hot. It wasn't live. No. Her mic was off. Everything was over with. She's back in her hotel room.
Oh, okay.
On a phone.
Okay.
Now, I guess she still had the mic on, whatever the case. She still had her mic on her.
Yeah.
She was under the impression that her mic was not hot.
Yeah.
So she says.
You are telling me that she left the set and went to her room and you think her mic was still on, clipped on, and on. And you're telling me she had a clipped-on mic on her person, and she went in the room with nobody else and didn't realize that she had a clipped-on mic on her person and didn't do nothing.
She's saying, she didn't know that. She didn't know that it was still. She thought it wasn't hot.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know if she carried it. If she carried, put it in her pocket for her to use the next day or whatever the case may be. I don't know if she had to be in charge of her own equipment. She might have just had it in her pocket or had it in her purse and just said, "Hey, I'm going to take it out and get it set up next day." You know, she didn't turn her equipment in, so we know that. Now, she thought, she was under the impression, like I said, that it was off, but it was actually still on.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess due to the setup that they had in, you know, Orlando, where the bubble is, it's different from what they have in Bristol. So she probably did what she normally does in Bristol in Orlando, and it didn't turn her mic off. So it was still recording her. So she said some things about Maria Taylor. She thought along the lines of, you know, because the George Floyd thing happened, the riots were going on, the thing that happened in Milwaukee was, you know, I don't know if that happened before or after that, but, you know, those things happen. So, you know, the NBA felt like they had to show that they're not racist. So they started hiring, like, black sideline reporters and stuff.
Okay.
And she was angry because she felt like Oates said, she had worked hard.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, because of her, this lady's skin color,
but what,
she gets this job.
But what happens, though? Did she get fired for those comments in her room?
Well, we're getting to that. Now, this is where me and Oates differ.
Okay.
Okay.
But she didn't get fired.
I mean, well, eventually they let her contract run out. And you know, they didn't bring her back.
Okay.
So,
I mean,
they didn't immediately
fire her, but they let her.
Because, they have to, because you have to be really careful. Like, you have to follow guidelines. You just have
But she's in her room.
You know, I mean, yeah, but she's in her room.
Okay.
Now, ESPN does have a policy where you cannot publicly criticize another ESPN employee. That's against
policy. Fair. I mean, fair. It's a workplace.
You know,
fair.
That, yeah. So, where we differ is... Okay. Well, let me tell you, want to pick up right here? I don't want to speak for my man.
Speaking in confidence.
Yeah.
Not on live air. Yeah. Not recording yourself.
Yeah.
And not you putting that recording out.
Yes.
Means that she did not publicly speak. Someone took her private words that were inadvertently or mistakenly captured and publicized them. Yes. You were just upset that somebody took R. Kelly's emails and gave them to his other girlfriend. Now you're not mad that somebody took her words behind closed doors and put them to the world. All right.
No, I was. I'm saying.
Capping. Who's capping now?
Well, I mean, that's
Nicholas Kaepernick.
We'll get to R. Kelly. You
know, Kaepernick. I didn't even get it. Kaepernick. Oh man, it's a rap. No, that's your new nickname.
Oh my god.
I used to call him Nicky. Like, I don't remember why it was Nicky, but yeah, Kaepernick. That's your new name.
We part ways on the fact that I believe that she did. Even though she said it in confidence,
she did wrong,
she said it was wrong, and you're allowed to have an opinion.
Yeah,
but you're responsible for what you say. Whether you recorded yourself talking by accident and someone reported, so it became public. You know, it's your job. See, this is the policy, in my opinion.
Yeah,
it's your job to make sure nothing that you say. If you do these things, it's your job to make sure it doesn't get public.
Okay.
If someone else, how many times has someone got fired because someone else looked at an email or someone else got wind of what you said and got wind of what a politician said?
But now, all right, so you...
Not that often.
But you, what is his name? Skip Bayless needs a guy. They get Nick for the role, right? Okay. You're the guy across from him.
Yeah.
You got your mic on. You leave set.
Yeah.
You are qualified. You speak sports commentator stuff.
Yeah.
There is somebody in place to unhook your mic, deactivate that, and take it to the proper... room or station. Okay.
Cool.
Right. Someone didn't do their job.
Okay.
So because they didn't do their job and I had an opinion in private, I'm fucked over? That's bullshit.
Okay. Bullshit. But listen. If you by the letter of the policy, regardless of how it happens, your comments became public. A lot of
guys, is going to control their thoughts and their mind.
Absolutely.
For 24 hours every day if they think they don't have to.
But you can control your mouth, can't you?
Yes,
but I was in a place where I thought I didn't.
Right. Yeah. You rob a bank because you don't think you're going to get caught. You do these things.
Not false.
No, a lot of times. Listen.
No, yeah. You're caught robbing a bank. You're going to go to jail. Yes.
Okay. Exactly. Listen. Right.
Love Nick.
You didn't think you were going to get caught. You thought you were in your safe haven. Yes, but you're responsible, bro. Even if you don't know, you're responsible for what you say. And if it becomes public...
Do you think you could have been held to that standard?
Absolutely. It's my job. If I'm sitting here with you guys right now, okay?
Yeah.
If you're wearing a wire and recording everything that I'm saying, it's fucked up. But if it gets out public about another employee here and I violate the policy and I get fired, that's on me. It's fucked up what you did. It's fucked up what you did.
Yeah.
But I'm responsible. I didn't have to talk to... I didn't have to say anything about it. I could have went home and kept my thoughts to myself. Like most adults do.
Winners.
But... You know what I'm saying? I could have just been quiet about it. I could have just had my own feelings. I told you in confidence. Somehow it got out. I'm responsible for what I said. I have to be held accountable for what I said. And if what I said violates the policy, I should be held accountable for it.
What you said doesn't violate the policy.
But it becoming public did.
That's not my doing,
though.
Doesn't matter if it's your doing.
Yes, it does.
It does not. No, it doesn't.
Because
listen, if I take your gun.
Okay.
Okay. You give me a gun. Hey, hold this gun.
Yeah. No. Not you give me a gun.
Okay.
I took your gun.
Right.
Without you knowing. I shot it. I didn't leave any fingerprints on it. It's your gun. So now you go to jail for it. No, that's not how it works, Winners.
No.
Wow, it can't. That can. That can happen. No, wait. No, wait. It's like that can happen. Someone
in a court of law. Yes,
because it absolutely is registered to you. That's your gun. If you can't prove that something, you don't know how
that
it got.
You'd have to prove. But if he can prove that I took it without his knowledge, then we got a different thing. His lawyer would have to prove. If his lawyer tried to prove that he didn't, that you didn't do it, that's a bad strategy. You have to. Because it's your gun, your prints, you know. But you have to prove that someone took it. You taking the wrong. Depends on the strategy that you choose. If you choose to absolve yourself and say I wasn't there, I didn't do it, blah. That's one approach. But another approach is I have to prove that my gun was taken from me without my knowledge. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? So it's two ways you can go with that. In this case, this woman said these things. My point is, she said these things, okay, in confidence to someone else. Did not know her mic was on. That's not anyone else's. That's not the person she's talking to fault.
That's not her fault.
That's okay, and it's not her fault. Got it. But you're responsible to. Aren't you responsible for what you do with your equipment?
I think it's not my equipment.
I think we have to reckon with her, and her anti-affirmative action statements, and her maybe a little bit of a bias. You know what I'm saying? Towards black staffers that she has to work with in the future.
It could be.
But other than that, I feel like that's where I'm reckoning with as the employer. I'm not mad because you took a mic home and talked shit on the mic. On accident. I may be more upset with the rhetoric I discover.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But even then, I'm going back to my IT department, my guys who work the computers and shit, and saying, why the fuck did she have on a goddamn
hot mic?
You know what I mean? Absolutely. Now this shit is going public, that's, and I'm losing my tenured veterans. I could have got something out of her. I could have made her train three or more people who I actually did want to keep.
Okay, but that's another argument. That's another argument.
You know what I'm saying?
And she's right. And like I said, Jay and I, we agree on those things. Absolutely. Yeah. But the bottom line is where we part ways is a lot of people get fired over things they didn't mean to come out in the public. Okay? If someone finds my cell phone at Pep, my private cell phone, because I didn't pick up my cell, or go on my drawing by my cell phone, and since DAR, everything I said, racist comments I may have made about someone, that would be fucked up. But I mean, she's absolutely going to attempt to not resign. I'm probably not gonna. We go contract. She's probably not gonna renew my contract.
Yeah.
You know, she's probably not gonna renew my contract.
I disagree.
You know, I mean. That's fine. But people do. But it has happened.
I'm gonna say something crazy.
Yeah.
Can she be racist and also still be good at her job?
She's not racist.
We're talking about the lady
that was fucking Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
Like you heard of the Rachel McNeil, the girl, the announcer that was fucking Jimmy Butler during the bubble?
Yeah, we're going to get to that.
This is pretty good.
You know. So
this is pretty fucking good.
Yeah, we're going to get there. Because that's another gripe I have too. But yeah, so it's just like, how many people
Rachel Nichols?
I love her. Rachel Nichols is hot. I like her more than Maria Taylor. Maria Taylor is terrible.
Pick a side.
I like her more than Maria Taylor. But I mean, this is, which goes to my second point about Rachel Nichols. But since we're on this first point, I believe she violated policy. And regardless of whether she meant to or not, people get fired over things that they did not mean to get out. Things in their cell phone, their private cell phone, things in their houses, things, you know what I'm saying? If you go to my house and find something I said about somebody in my lineup and in my line of work that was critical, and you show it to the public, it's out there. The way I feel about that person is out there.
But they've done wrong by even getting the information out. Technically, didn't they steal the information from your house?
True, but two wrongs. So two wrongs make me right?
Winners. Okay, no, listen.
Two wrongs, I'm sorry. You're wrong.
No,
right?
winners, listen.
I'm not wrong for having an opinion, but I'm wrong. But it's wrong to express. It's wrong. If you're going
winners.
You have to be careful about how you express
your
opinion.
The word wrong is not what you're looking to use.
She wasn't.
It's not about being right or wrong.
Well, you violated policy. As far as policy is a policy to the letter of the law. It does not matter how it got public. It got public.
It does matter how it got public.
Well, that's not what a policy is, a policy. To the letter of the law, it does not matter. I don't care if they somehow heard you. If she was Jean Grey and read your thoughts and proved that those were your thoughts and they get out public, guess what? They're in the public. Even though you didn't open your mouth, hypothetically speaking.
But I...
clear your mind.
That scenario doesn't work. I didn't, like...
But has it happened before?
No.
Has it happened?
Mind readings?
No, not mind readings. No, I'm saying has someone done something in private? or left and something, and it got out in public, and they've gotten in trouble about it, had to apologize for it, and have they lost their job about it? Has it happened before?
Yeah, that's
all I'm saying. No, yes, no. Yes, it's happened.
Yeah.
So in this case, it's just another case of that.
In very small percentage.
What doesn't matter? It's happened.
But does that make it right?
No. And it doesn't necessarily.
It depends on how you look at it. I mean, right can mean a lot of things.
I want, again, right and wrong is not what we're looking for.
Right, okay.
You're looking for is the offense terminable? Is the offense, so was it malicious?
It's terminable because you violated policy, even though you didn't mean to.
You didn't violate the policy.
Well, someone helped you violate policy. However you want to put it, man.
It's not helped. I didn't attempt to put this out.
Did you? Okay, we don't attempt to put a lot of things out, do we? A lot of things that we hide in our everyday lives. We hide our true feelings every single day. But if they somehow get out, they become public.
But
she's not a super villain.
She's a human.
And just
because someone knows what you feel is against policy does not mean you can be fired for it.
But if they make it known and they can prove that you said it,
and why are we firing people from normal human responses? She feels like her job is being threatened. You know what I'm saying?
No, her job was demoted.
Yeah.
She was demoted in place of a less experienced and a less tenured staff due to the fact that she was.
That's going to be my second point, because this is where we really disagree.
Well, you just have a thing where you don't like match up things equivalent, and you just compare them, and it's like, well, that's a false parallel or a false equivalency. But you don't like to acknowledge that. You like to continue with your example that does not act like, because you're going to bring up the Michelle Beadle.
I will. I will bring that up. I will definitely bring that up. So in wrapping this first thing up, I mean, are we ready to wrap up?
God, okay. Do your thing.
You agree with Oates on this one.
I don't think she's wrong for how she feels,
but I think she violated policy and she should have been. And if that's something that ESPN disciplines for, she should have gotten disciplined for it.
That policy needs to be re-examined because it's extremely situational.
Listen, right. Policies, they weaponize that. That's another conversation. So you say, well, I'm sticking to my guns. I believe that she privately criticized this woman and it got public and she should be held accountable for it.
Held accountable for what? For privately speaking?
For violating the ESPN policy.
What did she do?
She criticized another staff and it's pub and it got public. Okay. Now to our second point.
okay.
To my second point. She was basically saying that Maria Taylor was a diversity hire. So that ESPN has a very messed up record of.
Yeah, they had just got through getting rid of Janelle Hill, Mike.
Yeah,
they got rid of all of their strong black hosts.
Yeah,
because they were militant in what they felt and wanting to Trump, be able to express things in a way that they expressed.
I think Jemele Hill had like publicly.
Jemele,
do you have a problem with that?
No, I don't have a problem with that. What I'm saying is
a problem with what?
Someone being labeled a diversity hire. You do?
I mean,
yes.
Is Shannon Sharp a diversity hire?
No.
Well, see, there's my point. Listen, if it wasn't for things like what happened between you and Maria Taylor, would you have a job? You're a woman in sports casting, okay?
Yeah.
For a while, when we first, if you go back in the days of when ESPN was first, it was First Take, before that it was Cold Pizza, you know, it was an all male, you know, you had a male moderator, you had an analyst on one side, you had an analyst on the other side. Mm-hmm. Or you have these situations where you got male reporters and you got another athlete. People wanted to see more women in sports. Women wanted to see more women in sports. So, yeah, okay, cool. Jay Crawford was one of the best, like, moderators, the best moderators they probably ever had at ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
Then Carrie got replaced with Carrie Champion. Then she got replaced with Molly Karen.
Jay and Dana were the moderators.
Right.
There was a male and a female moderator on First Take. as the show went through its different like phases, as yeah, they Dana scaled was on down,
absolutely correct.
Like, because there was a Risha candidate there as well. Like, it's not like there was like no women on First Take. Yeah. There'd been women on First Take for years, women of color. There'd been women on First Take for a long time.
Right. Yeah.
So like, I didn't think start out that
way. Yeah, it didn't start out that way.
Okay. A picture that's kind of,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Okay. So okay, put it that way. Okay. There, you know, but it was mainly, you know, the moderator was mainly, the main moderator was mainly Jay Crawford. He was the, because there's got to be an A, there's got to be a B. Mm-hmm. You know, he was a male.
Yeah.
Very good at his job. One of the best ever.
I mean, shout out Jay Crawford.
Shout out, yeah.
I don't like that
Cleveland's
you keep
on, saying, baby.
I don't like that you keep, like, trying to, like, downplay Dana like she was.
Dana was good, but I'm not saying Dana. Dana was good. Dana was great.
She's
Dana was absolutely, you know, they were better than Molly, okay? They were better than Molly. Molly didn't get that job because she was better than them, mm-hmm. because...
Molly got that job because she was sexy. Same reason Carrie got the job.
Exactly.
Same reason Maria got the job.
But why?
Same reason Malika got the job.
Why?
Same reason, what's the...
Rachel got the job.
Sure.
Okay. So the same thing...
Now, winners. Now, remember you said Rachel got the job because she's sexy. Now, when you bring up Michelle Beadle, remember that. Kaepernick.
Okay. So it's not about. So you're saying that you don't feel Maria Taylor is qualified enough to take your job.
No.
But because of diversity, mm-hmm. she got the job. You're not qualified. You're Jay Crawford, Dana Jacobson, all Risha candidate are way more qualified than you.
Risha
and candidate, a lot of people's and a
Risha
lot of people's
candidate
opinion.
Wasn't a moderator. Risha okay. candidate had a baby.
Yeah.
One.
Karen, no, that's Carrie Champion.
No, it's not.
I think it was Carrie. Okay, fine. Go ahead.
Risha candidate had a baby. She was on air pregnant for months.
Okay.
She left and did not come back. Okay. That's when they switched. That's back when they used to clip over to them sitting in the armchairs and
I'm
shit.
Sorry, I set that up wrong.
They used to sit at the table, then they would go over to the armchairs and sit. Yeah. Risha was left because she was pregnant.
Yeah.
She didn't get fired. Jay and Dana moved on.
Yeah.
They took bigger roles in ESPN. They took different roles.
Okay. Okay,
so like you keep so making it seem as if these
okay,
people were
so,
like
okay, so and that's why I set it up wrong because they were moderators in
once again false
she was a reporter. No, because you had Doris Burke, you got Michelle Beadle, who was probably better than Rachel Nichols.
Doris Burke never lost her job.
And okay. These are moderators.
These are no. These are sideline reporters. Like they do the same thing.
Sideline reporters.
He's convoluting a lot.
But yeah, my bad. I shouldn't have brought up the plug and play job though.
That's what I'm saying.
So does it even matter sometimes about skill level?
Right. That's my point. The same thing that got you in the door is the same thing that you're trying to speak against now. You got there because of you were younger than Michelle Beadle. You were more attractive than Michelle Beadle. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's what the climate called for. That's what you want guys, they want to get the males to look at, you know, to watch the show, you're gonna get a beautiful woman up there. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. So just like he said, because she's attractive, more attractive than Michelle Beadle, she got the job.
I don't know what Michelle Beadle looks like. I didn't say that Rachel Nichols got her job that way. You did.
Okay. Well, whatever the case may be, she didn't get the job because she was more qualified, and nor did Maria Taylor. And a lot of people, you know, what I'm saying.
If we're going back to because you're switching stories today. If we're going back to what you said yesterday off air,
Michelle Beadle.
Yeah, she's
and she got replaced by what's the girl's name?
Rachel Nichols. They're equal.
No, Rachel Nichols is.
I like Rachel Nichols better, but that's a based on
not
opinion.
To mention she's close to Diane Carroll, who's the queen of ABC. ABC's over ESPN. So like things like that.
There you go. So you were saying that she was juiced in, and that's a different type of hire.
No, okay. So but the bottom line is you don't think Maria Taylor's qualified to take your job, and she got your job. So people,
I don't think Maria Taylor was qualified.
Okay,
to take her
and
job.
People at the same time, you didn't get your job because you were qualified.
Yes.
If there's a bad bitch off, Rachel Nichols is winning.
I would say that.
I like Rachel Nichols better, but I
think like
that
Rachel. Right.
I think
right.
that's. Subjective.
But you see what? But see when you are
I'm not going to say that like it's a fact. Rachel Nichols, she's sexier. No, it's subjective. It's based on opinion.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Fine. Well, so at the end of the day, right? People do feel that Maria Taylor was more qualified, but there's part of the world that doesn't. Okay, but either way you look at it, okay, you got your job from Michelle Beadle the same way she got her job from you.
No,
and you cannot be upset with what got you the job.
False equivalency.
How?
Winners. Someone getting a job because they're younger and sexier is not someone getting a job based on their race. That's not equivalent.
what's equivalent is you just, said.
Can you acknowledge that that's not okay, equivalent?
That's
you
fine.
You can say that someone else.
That's
is getting,
fine.
You can say that someone less experienced is getting the job. I'd agree that that seems okay. to be yes. There are similarities in the fact that a less experienced person got a position that was held by a more tenured person. That's the only similarities. It is not the same.
That's my point.
Winners, all I'm saying is I'm trying to get you to say it in a way where you're not broad stroking and encompassing things that aren't the same. There's similarities. It's not the same. Being hired for your race is not being hired because you're sexy. Those are two different things. Also, you add in on Rachel Nichols' side that you're juiced into higher ups in the company. That's different than being sexy and black.
I'm going by
two different things.
I'm going by what she said. We both agree on the fact that she felt Maria Taylor was not qualified for the job.
Correct.
And I'm going off of that strictly. Whatever else she wants.
Oh, you're talking about feelings.
You know what I'm saying?
That's not why they got.
That's what she said.
Rachel's feelings aren't why Maria got the job.
No.
Michelle's feelings aren't why Rachel got the
this
job.
This is what I'm going by what she said.
Right. Her feelings, she didn't hire Maria. That's what she feels. You yes. keep speaking on it like it's hard, concrete and fact.
Based off of what she feels, what you feel, you said what you felt. You mm-hmm. felt that she
And
was,
I agree yeah, with she, what she felt.
Right, okay.
And that doesn't make it a fact.
Right,
just makes it okay, the line,
okay,
side of the line.
You can agree with that. And I said I agree. Okay, maybe she's right. She might be right. This woman, regardless of what it is, she wasn't qualified for your job. You felt more qualified than her. She got the job. So you felt slighted, correct?
She was slighted.
She was a veteran at the time.
Okay.
Her out
so, you, yeah, there was part
she
of
was
the
slighted.
World. There was part of the world that felt that Michelle Beadle was slighted because she was more qualified. So the same thing that got you
okay.
hired is the same thing that got you removed. Right. So why are you if it wasn't for that type of hire, you wouldn't have a job. That's my point.
Winners. Feelings are okay. Michelle's feelings are fine.
Based on
Rachel's
her
feelings
fight.
Are fine. Malika.
But you're mad at what got you hired.
Nigga, you can be mad.
But if it wasn't for that type of thing, you would never be at ESPN. It would just be all these qualified people.
Winners. Once again, you like to feel that the world has to operate based on this symmetrical. There is a such thing as bias. No human is born without it.
Okay.
Your feelings are not held to like the standard of, oh, well, if I know that I was hired in someone's position, I should just not care and not ever express any of the feelings that I feel of discontent when it happens to me.
No,
you can. Winners, you are. Michelle's feelings were valid. Rachel's feelings were valid. They're feelings. They don't mean anything. They're just feelings.
Right.
That's what they feel.
Okay.
None of that matters. Doesn't matter.
Okay. So if that never happens, if what Rachel is upset,
her
never
job,
happens.
Her job was gone before. That's why she was upset.
Okay.
She didn't lose her tenure in her spot because she was mad. She lost her spot and then was mad.
Right.
Valid.
Okay, but that's how. That's why you got hired.
So, and it was valid when Michelle felt it.
Okay, so if you're attacking the fact that
she's not attacking,
she is. If you're upset, if you're attacking this girl because she got hired the same way you got hired, you're attacking what hired you, correct? If it does not go that way, you don't have a job. If things that happened for Maria Taylor did not happen for you, none of you guys are ESPN.
Winner.
So how are you for it when it happens for you?
Because it's for me. Are you stupid?
So it should happen when I need a job.
No,
it should.
You didn't respond. Let me say something.
What are you talking about?
Let me say
so. It should happen when I need a job. But
no,
it
but it's a human response.
No one
to be happy when you succeed, and it's a human response to be mad when you don't.
Dude, you are not fired. You were just demoted. You from a certain job.
You
still
had
a job.
Yeah, I came with prestige. I didn't want to be demoted.
What is wrong with him?
Okay, but people lost their jobs and are gone because you got in the door. That's worse. That's much worse. You were just saying, listen, and it could have been just for the bubble. It could have been just for the bubble, and next year we go back the same thing. It could have been just for that time.
Winners, you're nuts.
No, nuts, nothing.
Nuts.
No, you cannot attack what got you on.
She, Winners, for a second, she didn't attack.
Oh, that's lit, bro.
She
is that pink?
Yeah.
Oh, that's lit, bro.
She did not attack.
I've never seen a pink on you. That is lit, bro.
No, respect. No, we're just like, we argue at ridiculous levels, but this is my dude. Like, I love him. Like, don't nobody. Yeah,
this, not, this podcast, bro. This is my bro, man. This is one of my best friends here at this job, man. Been since day one. Like,
we didn't meet in first grade, but we had like a first grade interaction. Like, we had to argue and damn near fight by the sliding board. And then we had to look and realize, what are we fighting for, man? And then it was like, you know, I like this guy.
Yeah.
He's nuts, but I like him.
Yes. You cannot criticize the same type of system that got you in.
Winners.
Because if it wasn't for that system, you wouldn't be here. She got there the same way you got here. And I'm not saying that you should be upset that you lost a job, but to criticize and say that act as if it should not have happened. If it didn't happen, wouldn't be where you are.
Winners. Okay, there's certain words that trigger me, right? and it's not like they trigger me in the sense that, no, I'm mad at you. No, it's because they're loaded words. The word should is like, it's a fugazi.
Okay.
Nothing should happen. Things happen, right? So when things happen, you can have a feeling about it. Yes. Now, if she thinks something should, because that's what she wants, that would be success for her. She has the right and is very valid in her feelings. She's valid to express them. She's valid to express them in confidence.
Okay.
You don't have to hold your feelings in.
No.
They don't have to be 100% accurate, factual, what's going on, but you can feel that. Like you can feel that. You can express that.
Yes. Yes.
So when she did that, that is a human having a human experience, sharing it with another human, and then a third party human exposed that feeling to the world. That's like, it's just foul. That's foul. And the fact that it's being held against her and you're holding it against her so strong, I understand what you're saying in the sense that, like, yeah, you criticize the system that got you on. Got you. Everybody likes it when you're being fed, but when you get bit, you don't like it. And you don't like it.
Yeah.
And you don't have to hold your mouth because you got bit. You can say, man, they bit me. And that's fucked up. They only bit me because of da-da-da. And I ain't even deserve to get bit.
That's what
you feel. It doesn't change anything. Doesn't remove Malik. Maria, whoever. None of that changes anything. It's just a feeling. The fact that that feeling was presented to the public is fucking foul. That's my point. It's foul. That's foul. Her feeling it isn't foul. Who cares?
So the fact...
Okay. Maria Check...
Her feeling...
Let me finish. Yes. Maria Check, still cash. Maria's still on TV with the report, with the mic, talking to Jai and all of them. She still has her job.
Okay.
The feelings are what Dana gets to have, or Rachel gets to have.
Okay, cool. Got you. But do you have to?
Yes. If I feel I want to say.
Let me finish. Do you have? Okay. So criticize.
Don call. We criticize people on the phone all the time. If I was to ever put Don's shit out, I'm foul. If he was to ever put my shit out, he foul.
Right.
And if we was to vote, if we either receive ramifications from someone, one of us putting out what we feel about certain people in the public that we said in private, that's foul.
Okay.
That's it. That's my whole stance on this shit.
Gotcha. But it's foul, but you still violate policy. You should be held accountable. Nah.
It's not a violation of policy.
It's not. There's a reason they let the contract run out.
Because she didn't get...
She didn't really do some fuck shit. They just really wanted to get rid of her off of that little thing.
And she left. She didn't want to take the demotion. Like, she finished out her shit and then she left.
Now
she just wanders basketball courts trying to catch Jimmy courtside.
No, she's on Showtime doing a YouTube show wishing that she never said what she said. But regardless of that point.
If she never said what she said, she was still demoted. You realize that?
Absolutely.
She was no longer Rachel Nichols of ESPN sideline reporter because she was demoted.
But she showed up to work the next day.
Nigga, because that's what you do when you have bills.
I'm asking you something.
Right.
So you're saying that if ESPN
and now she got a new ESPN, job.
Right. Yeah, but it's Showtime.
YouTube. All right, cool. Yeah. Not,
but if ESPN, much better to be your own boss.
Right. Than okay. Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. But if ESPN gives her a bigger contract than where she is now, is she going back to ESPN? In your opinion?
Maybe she might. Yeah. I don't know. But I
it don't. Sounds like a yes.
No.
Yeah. So you don't.
Right. When he answers
that. That sounds like a yes. The same company. My point. Listen. Criticize the company. Do not minimize the accomplishment of Maria Taylor.
That's what she did. She criticized the company.
And she minimized Maria Taylor.
The company thing.
Right. Like,
okay. But you're saying that she's not qualified. Who are you to say she's not qualified?
Motherfucker, somebody who's been in the field for 15 years.
Okay. So she's. Okay. So what? So what? So she's not qualified?
In her opinion.
You two are both. Okay, so you're minimizing. It's a crazy thing for me to come in and say I'm better than you two.
No, that's but crazy, if you get we're CAs. If you get if you go to school and you get your degree and you get hired, or not even if you don't go to, because you don't have to for the ATC position, you don't have, right. But if you get hired as an ATC, is it my job to say that Don shouldn't have got that job? Don's not qualified.
If I replace you and you know that you rock that position and you're fine, yes, it's a little fucked.
Okay, but why? So, but if I say that you don't deserve that, doesn't that minimize?
That's your feeling.
Okay, but it's regardless, does it minimize the work you put in here?
Who cares?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, fine. Okay,
all right. Okay, so before I get,
so I should be mad at Pep, not you. Why am I criticizing you?
Yes,
exactly. So why should I minimize what you accomplished here? The work you've done here, okay, because you got a position in me.
Winners.
I'm
winners.
A little bit, I don't know. That last little sentence kind of.
You work hard, don't you?
Winners just won't.
Do you feel like you work hard?
Winners, are you going to let me respond?
Yeah.
Are you just going to respond?
Yes, I am. I'm asking. I'm asking.
Yes, I feel like I work hard. Yes.
So, winner, okay, me saying that one thing, if I say that Pep, you know, Pep has this fucked up system of hiring people, that's one thing. But to say that that you don't deserve that job is me minimizing your work.
Winners. Okay, so I'm going to revert back to the shit.
But she's really just a hater, though, then. Even in your definition, so
I'm
a hater.
Because she's minimizing.
Fired for being, is being a hater enough to be fired?
Okay, what I'm saying, well, the policy, again, of the policy. You cannot criticize.
The policy.
Yeah, the policy. But I'm saying, outside of that, if it's foul, is it foul for somebody to put out what you said? Isn't it foul for me to say that you don't deserve a job?
Sure.
Okay.
But it's not like she's one of the. It's not like it's.
And then you get to feel foul things!
You can say it. Saying it and feeling it is two different things.
Don, I say foul things to you about other people all the time, don't I?
Yeah.
A lot of the time. It happens.
Yes.
You say some foul things to me about people.
Right, so it's foul. It's foul. But just because it's just winners, when it gets out,
it's okay for. No, if it got out, people would just. The people that I've said foul things about, and some of them, probably. All of them, I bet you know.
I gotta hit the restroom.
I bet you all of them know how I feel about them.
Okay, cool.
You know what I mean?
Cool.
I just don't say it to them because that would then be like, that would be attacking. I'm not attacking someone for me to say that I don't think that they deserve something. That's just my feeling. Doesn't change anything. I didn't say it publicly for it to fuck up your career, for people to have any stain or besmirch on you. Someone else did that. But I get to say that to people. One. Two, you said if ESPN offered her a bigger check to come back, do I think she would take it? Maybe is what I said, not yes. If she was able to be in a position that she felt was moving up from either her current position or the position that she was before, and I would assume that she would have some amount of like, she would want something in writing that couldn't happen to her again. I do not think that just 100% she's coming back to an organization that she felt treated her shitty near the end of a long stint.
Okay,
that's my thing. Let me finish. Okay. As a human, you don't get to, when you get to feel, you get to make decisions. Right. She gets to take, even if she makes lesser money where she is now, she gets to do that based on her feelings. If I don't want to work with ESPN anymore, I don't want to work with ESPN anymore. Ooh. If ESPN is taking me out of my position and putting less tenured, less qualified people in the position than I, then I get to say that I think they're putting her in there because she's black and I know what's going on at the company. That doesn't
minimizing
change.
Minimizing her work. You're minimizing her.
She has minimal work compared to me.
In your opinion.
No, nigga. It's not. No, it's not in my opinion. It's in the fact of I've been here doing the job for years and she has not. That's less work. You didn't do the work that I put in.
But it's possible for me to do less work and still be better? Is that possible or is it not possible?
It is possible for you to be better.
Right. So how do we know that she's not better?
It's not about whether she is or isn't better.
But you saying that she's not
better. Nigga, you get to feel things that don't have to be accurate to the world.
Okay, but saying that she's not qualified.
She's not!
What you're saying, in her opinion.
In mine!
Okay, and some people think that she is.
Not more than Rachel.
But saying that she's not is minimizing the work that she's
put in. What NBA player she fought? Who body she know? She don't know nobody's body. She ain't on the sideline talking to everybody because they know her for years.
She's doing it.
The only reason dudes giving her nice interviews is because they want to smack. Same reason as, what's the girl on Bleacher Report?
Okay, so
what's the girl on Bleacher Report?
So you're definitely right.
What's the girl on Bleacher Report?
I feel you.
You know what? So you know what I'm talking about? The black girl on Bleacher Report?
I don't.
The titties.
I'm not sure.
Oh, hold on. Give me a second.
Go ahead, bro. But I'm saying, okay, so you're saying it's more so about how she looks and not about her work, which is minimizing her work. It's what you're, that's what's being said. That's what you're putting out there. Perception is
her job is nothing. Standing on the sideline asking people questions about the game, it's a fucking nothing job. If I've been holding down this job for 15 fucking years,
tell us how you really feel. Tell us how you really
feel. It's a nothing job.
Yes. Exactly. You are proving my point.
Winners. Winners. So if I've been doing this nothing job for a certain amount of time and I've done nothing wrong in the company, I get to feel very wronged and slighted when someone, when I'm not stepping down, comes in and they're removing me from my position that I worked for. I got up to do nothing.
What did Bill say in Players Cup? Rules of stripper game.
It's not stripping.
Rules of stripper game.
They don't apply
across the board. She clap that booty better than you? Hey, she going to be on stage. You going to be on the sideline, baby. That's the way it goes. That's the way it goes. If she looks better.
Did you ever watch P-Valley? You ever watch P-Valley?
Yeah, I did.
You remember Mercedes? You remember how fucking mad she was when the new girls came in?
Yeah.
You remember how fucking mad she was? Because it's valid to be upset when people come into your space that you feel is your domain.
And the business say that.
Yes, and you get to be mad. Okay.
So is it that on the bit? But so you disrespect the person?
Everybody.
Okay, yeah. So there you that. So disrespectful, is it foul?
It's human.
Is it not foul? Is it not
foul?
It's
foul.
Okay.
And that's fine.
So you're saying
it's fine to be foul.
It's foul. But you said it's foul for somebody to take what she said and put it out publicly. I know that, but you're being foul. You're being foul.
I'm being foul behind closed doors in confidence.
As far as you know.
Well, I'm.
Which is how it should have stayed, though.
No. I'm being foul behind closed doors in confidence.
So
someone else is taking my confidential and making it public. That's not on me.
Happens. Well, you're responsible for what you
said. You're right.
You're responsible for what you said.
You
could have not said anything. You said, I just don't agree with what ESPN did. They're trying to cover up the.
And I doubled down with Rachel.
You didn't have to say, you did not have to bring up Maria Taylor.
Boycott ESPN.
Yes, not Maria Taylor. Don't attack Maria Taylor. Don't attack the person. Attack the system or
I really think it was Malika Andrews.
What? It was Kayla. It was Kayla Johnson. Kayla got fired. Kayla Johnson. She heard the recording and sent it to Maria Taylor. Oh my God! Look her, Kayla Johnson for ESPN. Look her up. Anybody got look her up? Now she. That's who she bad. I like some Kayla Johnson. Damn, Kayla. I wish she made it, but.
Good shit.
I believe that's
what happened. Wait. Kayla got fired?
Kayla got fired.
For what?
For
putting it out. Because she was wrong, or she violated the policy. Not Rachel. Put, she made it public. Thank you. Capital.
She didn't put it. She didn't put it out. She gave it to Maria Taylor. We're not sure who put it out. Which even
all that's all sound.
Yeah. That's so that's,
it's the entire situation is foul.
So
the Maria whole thing is it's the whole thing is foul. The whole thing is foul. In my opinion, it's just foul. It's fucked up.
I think that's her.
It's just fucked up.
She a little chunky on that one.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure.
But she's pretty. Kayla Johnson, ESPN.
These guys are now oogling over Kayla Johnson, trying to find the Kayla Johnson that you remember.
They might have taken her photos. No, that is Malika Andrews. Now I miss her. She makes me miss her. She makes me miss because she's just foul. Like you talk about foul. Ugh, I can't stand her. But I can't stand Malika Andrews. I'm sorry.
Why can't you stand Malika Andrews?
Malika Andrews is. I mean, she's another Stephen A. Pretty much. She's a female.
Oh, you don't like Stephen A.
No.
I'm not very fond of Stephen A.
Stephen A. Probably because it's like you look in the mirror then.
What's that?
It's probably because it's like looking in the mirror.
No, he's Skip.
You think I'm Stephen A?
No, he's Skip.
You think Skip? Winters is Skip?
I respect Skip without more than doubt.
What do you think about when athletes be smoking?
I'm more Stephen A. Well,
with
athletes, in our relationship,
when athletes
be smoking weed,
that's
policy.
It's policy. And that's, yeah, they should be disciplined for it, but they shouldn't be beat over the head. He should. You got to take off the weed and all that stupid stuff.
So especially
I want to stop this for a second, mm-hmm. because I want to let you know, because I've been saying it the whole time. Malika Andrews hosts NBA coverage replacing Rachel Nichols, September 20th. 2021. Malika, not Maria.
Well, she brought up
Malika. And you don't like... No, she didn't. She brought up Malika because Malika took her spot. I think you remembering it wrong. I remember things wrong a lot of the time, too. I accept it when you correct me.
Maria Taylor. I'm clearly... I listened to it the other day. She said Maria Taylor. Clearly. You can see... If you play the recording, she clearly says Maria Taylor. She clearly says
Maria Taylor. Go find it.
I sure will. Now, all I'm saying is that the same system, corrupt system that you're
criticizing. Yes, Winters, we agree. Yes.
All I'm saying
is the system.
Is but that would you disrespecting this, this yeah, young
but
lady.
You, what you don't acknowledge is that people like speak things and have feelings about systems. Everybody can catch a stray.
I do. You don't like
Malika Andrews. Malika Andrews is the one that actually replaced Rachel. Who you
right
think
now,
she,
because
who
you Maria think, Taylor left.
This is from 2021.
Oh, my God. Because Maria Taylor left ESPN and went to NBC.
Winners. The report would read that Malika Andrews replaced Maria Taylor, if that's who she replaced.
Bro, don't tell me about a report. I'm talking about what Rachel Nichols said on the recording. She said, she said Maria Taylor.
You said fuck the news, huh?
The report.
This is, I want to do a side on the tangent.
I'm about to listen,
on a tangent sidebar, let me tell Don something. At the beginning of the summer, after the NBA finals, or during the NBA finals, the Memphis Grizzlies said their Twitter account, or it was it wasn't even their account. It was reported by all the major sports outlets that the Memphis Grizzlies said that they didn't want anything to do with Dylan Brooks and they would not be re-signing him. He fought me tooth and nail that report wasn't true. Fuck the reports.
I did not say that. I said that every summer, yes, there's a possibility that they're not bringing him back, but
let me finish what I was saying.
Go, bro.
And you get your lies off in a second, all right? I'm going to loop it. I'll loop it at the end and let you get your lies off.
My man.
Okay, so it was reported that the Grizzlies wanted nothing to do with Dylan Brooks after the season. They would not be re-signing him. None of it. Winners, it was false. The Grizzlies didn't say that. He felt that way. We talked about it for months, honestly. It came out that the Memphis Grizzlies did not re-sign Dylan Brooks and will not be. He still doesn't like the reports, even if they were corroborated by fact. You know what I mean?
Not the report that they were going to let him go. That's not what I'm arguing, because I mean, ultimately, it's common sense. Okay, you know that they have to pay John Morant, of course. Jaren Jackson Jr.
They said they weren't just made
Defensive Player of the Year. They're gonna have to pay him. The third best player is Desmond Bane. Okay, they're gonna have to pay him. So it's common sense that who's gonna go after that.
Winners.
Okay, they have to make room to pay these guys. Yes, people know that Dylan Brooks is probably gonna have to go.
Role players are
probably gonna have to go. So now, okay, so maybe they're gonna let him go. But the fact that you're saying that the team is done with him, they're finished with him, that there is pretty much be left on bad terms, that's an opinion. Okay, we don't know what terms they left on, because nobody came out and said that anybody in front of us was upset with Dylan Brooks. This report came out after he was eliminated from the playoffs. Let me finish.
Conversation.
Let me.
About not this report. Employees
or, that this report came out after he had held LeBron James to his worst shooting percentage in his playoff career. All of a sudden, you do that, and then all these negative stories come out about you, about people not liking you, about
it's not about people.
They never said the organization not liking you, want to be done with you. This was never reported before. this series, or it would, as soon as people knew that you held this guy, LeBron James, to the worst shooting percentage in his playoff career, then this was put out that the Memphis Grizzlies don't like you. They're so done with you. All this negative stuff about you and the Memphis Grizzlies.
Winners, why would that happen?
Every time LeBron James fails, isn't there a story that comes out that distracts? When LeBron James lost in the conference finals to the Denver Nuggets, what did he do? Oh, I'm going to retire. You just signed an extension, you asswipe. You're not going to retire. Every time you lose or something negative comes out about you, you do something and put a story to deflect from what happened to you.
Winners.
And it's ironic that when this man D'd you up, and when AD had to step up because you were not, you know what I'm saying?
D'd you up and lost.
D'd you, when this guy held you to a low shooting percentage, that this story about him would come out.
4-1?
4-2.
Lost. So, Don.
I'm going to play with Richard.
Give me a second. My answer to your question is that the Memphis Grizzlies dealt with Dillon Brooks and his antics for the entire year. Once their season was solidified over, they reported, not directly, to all of the sports media outlets that they were severing ties with him. When it came out that they were severing ties with him, I would think that would be enough for you to believe that, you know what, when the media outlet said that the Memphis Grizzlies were severing ties with him, they actually were going to sever ties with him, because they didn't sever ties with him. I don't really understand. You can say that they put the report out at that time based on LeBron. Fine. Cool. Does not change the actual validity of the report. They were done with him, and they're not re-signing him.
Okay, cool.
That was reported. Cool.
But that was factual. My argument was factual. So can you
acknowledge that?
Okay, cool. Obviously. But my
you just argument, got a gripe against LeBron.
My argument was all the negative stuff about him being.
Who cares?
What do you mean, who cares? Don't say. What do you need to do? You have a LeBron has a team. A lot of these guys are signed to Clutch Sports that report on these teams. So they're going to, you know what they're going to say. You know what Clutch Sports is. That's Rich Paul's agency, who's the best friend of LeBron. So they're going to follow a certain umbrella. They put out negative stories about players all the time that beat LeBron, that are better than LeBron, that might be deemed to be better than LeBron. They do it all the time. It's called an agenda. That's what they do. Now, we're going to play Rachel Nichols.
And you feel that Clutch Sports has the stronghold on all the media outlets.
If half of the freaking... Let me ask you this.
Answer my question.
And my proof of that is that anybody from Clutch Sports, with all the ESPN layoffs going on right now, with Jalen, very good analysts that actually done their job, that been tenured there, that they all got let go. Did anybody from Clutch Sports get let go? No. So you know what they're trying to do? It's very clear. Did anybody
they're trying ESPN to pay Pat McAfee. They gave Pat McAfee like
yeah, that too. But what else are they trying to do? They're not going to fire anybody that LeBron wants up there to push his agenda, do they? No. So here's Rachel Nichols. Fair use.
You put it over here.
Oh, okay, I'm putting it where everybody can see it. I want you to read what she says. Maria, clearly. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
For Maria to do the hosting full time. Mm-hmm. So she was not talking about Malika. She was talking about Maria. Maria got the job.
Mm-hmm. That's not who got the job, bro.
Bro, that's who got the job in the bubble. Crappy. All of that.
And I'm trying to figure out, like, how to just, you know, I think I'm just trying to. I just want to give her all the success in the world. She covers football, she covers basketball. If you need.
Not even this
to give her more things to do.
Good
thing about you.
Yeah, don't threaten my job.
That's not even shitty. That's not even
that was very shitty. Crazy.
That's very shitty.
No, it's not.
Why does she need to go somewhere else? You go somewhere else. Now you're somewhere else now, ain't you? You go somewhere else.
It's not foul to want them to go somewhere else to put the girl that they feel like they want to put a diversity hire in the place of.
But they are at the worldwide leader in sports.
That's just what they say. They're not actually.
Well, whatever. Well, at that time, they're one of the biggest companies, sports companies in the world. Why would you go somewhere else? This is what you work for. Okay? Go somewhere else that is lesser.
No. She didn't say go somewhere else like. go to another agency. She meant like go to another spot, job, and put her in that.
But I want that job. I want.
It's not what she wants. It's what ESPN wants.
Okay, but she applied for your job.
No, it's not.
They're giving her your job.
No, she applied for ESPN.
Well, whatever.
ESPN put her in that position.
Okay, so but she's going. She wants to do. She accepted your job.
This was like an adult man.
Right.
And okay, so don't minimize the fact that
and she's saying, ESPN, I understand you have to put someone in that's black because of everything that's going on, but don't put them in my place because I've earned it. I've been fighting for all of this for women. Just put her somewhere else. Okay. That's not even besmirching
Maria. Just like they put you in a spot because you're a woman, you're younger, you're more attractive.
Right, and when Michelle felt the way, that's valid.
Did she cry about it?
Winners, we don't know because someone didn't take whatever the fuck she said and make it public.
Okay,
the IT guy who should be held accountable but never is in these situations did his job that time.
Like you, like the only thing, and you.
I swear to God, that's who I'm mad at.
And you don't even.
I ain't mad at him.
And you don't even see it as ESPN putting the media out so that they can have a reason for the people that like Rachel Nichols, like the millions of us that love watching her for years. Now this is why we're done with her.
Okay.
Now it makes it a more credible moving. Like, we can't even put her back because she's besmirching African. But come on, we riding for the blacks. That's what they're doing. It's a play.
Okay. All right. Well, if you set yourself up for the play, then
are you really getting a hermit crab?
If you set yourself up for the play, if you give yourself a hey. Fire me. You might as well walk in there and say fire me.
She didn't get fired.
Well, whatever the case may be, she didn't get re-signed. Whatever the case may be.
She didn't re-sign.
Okay, so why are you crying about it? If you were going to leave, the company, why are you mad about it?
Winners, I wasn't leaving the company until the company removed me from my position.
Okay, so leave the company and stop whining.
Winners, I get to be upset on my way out the door because I wouldn't be walking out the door if the company didn't put someone in my position for the simple fact that she was black and pretty in a time that the company was dealing with issues about not respecting and putting black people front facing.
Hey,
that I am
rules of the stripper game. Hey, that was the rules of the stripper game. That's the way it goes. That's the rules of the broadcasting game. When the climate changes, we change with it.
Okay.
That's every single business in the world.
And when people get slighted and shafted, they get to feel that way on their way out.
And that's fine. But don't disrespect the people.
And she didn't disrespect anybody.
She did say she's not qualified for the job.
She didn't. No, what she said is she does a lot of things. She talks about a lot of sports. And don't come for me. If you want
to, she didn't come for you. She's coming to.
No, stop. She didn't say Maria's coming for you. She said she's speaking about ESPN.
Right.
ESPN.
Yes.
Don't come for me just because this girl does stuff. She does stuff. Cool. If you want to put her somewhere, put her somewhere. But don't remove me. I worked myself to get here. That's not fair. And it's not.
All right, this.
We know how let's do an outro for this.
Yeah, please stop. Okay, winner, stop. Seriously, stop.
Yeah, find
stop.
It somewhere else.
Stop fucking up.
Yeah, very work. Condescending. Find it somewhere else. Who are you to tell somebody to go find somewhere else?
No,
who are you?
She's not telling Maria find it somewhere else. She's
whatever. Whoever you're telling, who are you? The same guys, people that hired you, you're telling them how to hire now. You want to go out there or you want to? These are the same people that hired you.
All right, this has been not even a Royal Rumble with your host. This has been your boy Donnie D, Donnie Darko.
Go get that container.
Part 2 on Instagram.
There might be tomato.
PART_2WO. Oh, you okay with that? If you don't.
Oh yeah, the mighty Kaepernick. Talk to your loved ones. Let them know you love them. And if you get removed from your job, don't say it around winners because he's going to put it out and hold you accountable.
I certainly don't.